As the economy slows, fuel costs rise, and layoff announcements continue, there seem to be no shortage of consumers searching for the next trendy way to waste money. Commentator Laura Archer-Pulfer thinks she may have found it.
Do you just have too much cash lying around the house? Is the money tree in your backyard growing dollar bills faster than you can spend them? Did you defy the evil NASDAQ genie and make a great big bundle in the market? If so, you will be happy to learn about an exciting new chance to pay for something formerly available free of charge. In select cities all over the country, it is now possible to pay as much as $20 for air. Oxygen, really. It's dispensed in tony new oxygen bars popping up in cities all over the country. Unless there's an outrageous price tag these days, it's simply not good enough. Pay TV, bottled water, ATM fees. Adult collectors pay $300 for a $5 Beanie Baby. Adult investors put money in dot-com companies run by teenagers. Clearly, some of us have more money than brains. It's difficult to say who first spotted this trend. Banks, perhaps. Hey, these boobs will pay for anything. Let's charge them a fee to get their own money back. Airlines? Cancel those complimentary dinners. Throw some peanuts to these losers and charge them extra for legroom. Those who have biggie-sized themselves into obesity at the drive-thru window can fork over a biggie wad of money for a Stairmaster, which is just like walking up steps, except considerably more expensive. Instead of hanging around the kitchen on baking day, you can buy a candle that mimics the smell of apple pie. If it's an expensive candle, it is aromatherapy. Californians have had the option of paying for air for years, and if it's good enough for movie stars, we regular people in the heartland should not be denied. An oxygen bar just opened in Cincinnati. Before that, it was Albuquerque. Soon, you too may have an opportunity to blow your money on a few minutes with a breathing tube full of herb-scented oxygen. Or you're still free to laugh your head off.
The comments of Laura Archer-Pulfer, a columnist for the Cincinnati Enquirer and author of I Beg to Differ. Her comments are recorded at member station WVXU.